Jesus saw a man sitting in the custom house named Matthew, and he said to him, "Follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today we have the High Mass with incense, and if you have your missal and you can follow the Mass from it, you can see that at the offertory, when the priest incenses the altar, he recites the Psalm 140, and it says like this: "Let my prayer, O Lord, be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up my hands as an evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and a door round about my lips, that my heart may not incline to evil words and seek excuses in sins." I was thinking of these words because they apply so well in today's saint, the holy apostle and evangelist, Saint Matthew. And his past was one of those which gave other people and bad tongues many sources of telling stories and bad things about him. Because Saint Matthew's former name was Levi. Often when people turn into religion and adopt religious life, they change their names. So Saint Matthew's original name, when he was born, he was given the name Levi. And he grew out to be a tax collector. And even though he was a Jew, he was working for the Romans, who had conquered the Jews. Often being a tax collector in itself is bad and kind of a shunned occupation in itself, because people never really like to pay taxes. But Levi was on top of this, working for a strange government to Romans who were oppressing the Jews. So the Jews had a double kind of reason to dislike him. And so the Jews would have nothing to do with these foreign working tax collectors or publicans, as Levi and his colleagues were called. Worse still, these publicans, not only were they excluded from society, but they were excluded from religion as well. They could not enter their churches to give worship to God. So these shunned Jews and tax collectors were always in great danger of falling into greater and greater sin. So it was from this disliked occupation our Lord raised one of his glorious apostles. One day our Lord Jesus saw Levi sitting in his custom house and called to follow him. Levi was rich, had a well-paid job, and he was very intelligent. And so he understood that if he should now abandon his job and would leave, he would receive in exchange great poverty and, if possible, the contempt from his fellow Jews would now be even greater than it had before. But Levi overlooked all these hesitations, and he left all his interests and family, and he joined among our Lord's disciples, and he took the name Matthew, by which name we know him as a glorious apostle and author of the first gospel in about our Lord Jesus. Children, this apostle, Saint Matthew, at the very first invitation of our Lord, broke all ties. He forsook his riches, his family, his worldly occupation, his pleasures, and his profession. His conversion was a true conversion, sincere and perfect, and he was given name Matthew in showing that he had now abandoned his old jobs and sins, and he was a new creation, a new servant of Jesus. and what made him such a humble person of not excusing his sins was that even though Saint Mark and Saint Luke only mention him by the name Levi when they speak of his former profession as a publican, the apostle himself always in his own gospel calls himself Matthew, the name by which all his fellow apostles and all the Christians knew him. He did not want anybody to forget that he had been rescued by our Lord and made to for abandon his former life. He calls himself Matthew, and being desirous and to suffer even more danger and even more humiliations, all in the name of Jesus. And like I said, the other evangelists mention him by his original name, Levi. And the discourtesy of the other evangelists should teach us that we should always treat repentant sinner with all tenderness. It would truly be against charity to reproach a convert with about his former errors or sins, which God himself has forgiven. So children, never remind any of your friends of his former sins or misdeeds. If God no longer remembers them, we should not remember them either. Also in Saint Matthew, we should admire his promptness to listen and obey the words of Jesus. As soon, at the very moment, as when our Lord called him, Saint Matthew abandoned everything, converted, and was made one of the disciples. So make therefore a resolution. If my parents ask me to do something, I will obey promptly, without asking them any questions or giving any excuses. It is these kind of apostles whom Jesus wants, and whom he and what kind he wants all of us to be: humble ones, those who are repentant of their own bad deeds, but never remind others of their sins, and those who are prompt in obedience, not hesitating, but treating all charitable and good deeds and obligations as they were the commandment of God himself. They are the true and worthy apostles of our Lord. Have Saint Matthew as your example, and you are truly a child and disciple of our dear Lord, who has called you also to follow him. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.